What you are about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection.
Downloading episode 20.
I made it.
Of It's Not Soccer Podcast.
Woohoo!
Yep, against all odds.
Anyone that's listening right now is probably thinking, why are you getting excited about episode 20? That's because Billy has his tendency not to ever get past episode 20. This is how it started. Like, we were like, hey, we hit 20 episodes. That's pretty exciting. And then you're like, yeah, I can't wait for any more. Then you don't turn up again. So, this is where it starts. If you don't come back for 21, then we know there's a problem.
Yeah.
But we need to sort it out. I'm Adam.
And I'm Billy.
And this is It's Not Soccer, part of the Barker Podcast Collection.
Boom!
And also on the Podcast Network.
Yeah, boy.
Boom.
It's Not Soccer, over the last couple of weeks, people have been complaining that we don't talk enough about sports.
Well, who's complained?
That's all we do talk about sports. People on Twitter. Someone said, you spent more time talking about your Power Cup than you did about actual sports. So it was only a half hour show.
Yeah.
And we spent 10 minutes talking about Power Cut, 10 minutes talking about Billy, and then 10 minutes talking about sports.
Yeah.
We covered that quite well, didn't we? Stop looking at my cats and the gonads.
Got some massive, sorry, no cats, just pow, pop them in my face. That's what we're going to talk about this episode. No sports, big cats, bowls.
The people are going to be like, you spend too long.
Yes,
you spend longer talking about cats bollocks. Then you did talk about sports bollocks.
Yeah.
But we recorded my house again today, so you might be able to hear the old dog running around with their tappy feet and the old cats swinging their bollocks in Billy's face.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that's the sort of thing you would tune in to listen to, but that's what you're going to get.
Mm.
As well as lots of sports chat. It's not really sports because it's normally football.
It is pretty much just
football. Because that's what we like.
Yeah. But, well, that's it, and that's what it's called. It's not soccer. It's not.
Yeah. When people complain about, oh, I don't like sports, you're like, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And when people do listen to it, go, I want to hear more cricket, like there's certain people out there on the internet, I want to hear more about cricket, I'm like, I'm talking about cricket, I hate cricket.
Who's that? Is that Mr. Blimey?
No, it's someone called Broken Fingers or something.
Yeah.
Which is Blimey.
Oh, right. Well.
So, yeah, if you're on Twitter, follow Not Soccer Pod, you can complain there.
Latest cricket news. I saw, the highlights on Sky Sports today. Someone from New Zealand got hit in the balls.
With a ball?
Yeah, with a ball, yeah.
That's so, news. Someone, that's cricket news.
Yep, so let's move on to the next.
Yeah. Anything you want to talk about? Boxing?
It looked painful, man.
Anything in boxing?
Carl Froch is fighting next Saturday night against Kessler.
Okay.
Back over here.
Excited for that. Who's going to win that?
I think Froch will win it.
Done. Next one. David Hay pulled out of a fight because he hurt his hand.
He hurt his hand? He broke his hand fighting the big geezer. Why is he?
Well, he's hurt his hand again now. So,
who's he meant to fight? Do you know?
I don't know. But he's not fighting anymore. So next.
Audley Harrison. He's retired for the seventh time.
Good. So, Audley Harrison. The way Audley Harrison says he's retiring from boxing is the same way I'm retiring from boxing.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference.
No.
It doesn't make any difference as a sport because
no one's going to miss him. I thought he was dead, to be honest. When they said he was retired, I was like, what?
I thought he
was like Jesus reborn, you know? Yeah. He's another one of them.
Alright, next one. Another sport. Baseball.
Don't know anything about it.
They're still hitting balls over there in America. Mm-hmm. Might be their off season. Don't know.
Yep.
NHL hockey. Pucks are getting hit.
Pucks are getting hit all over the place.
They are. And some of them are getting into their goals and it makes a little noise. Going, woo, woo! It does that when they score.
Are they doing that these days?
Yeah, in ice hockey. The little siren goes off. People get excited.
Man, that's entertaining.
That happens. Basketball.
Yeah.
I
know the Knicks, are 3-2 up against the Pacers. That is all I know. I haven't looked this week.
Is that the finals?
This is the playoffs. We got, the Spurs were playing.
Scoonge Spurs!
Who were they playing? The Golden State Warriors?
Golden State Warriors? They were another team that was shit on NBA 98. On the PlayStation.
They're pushing the Spurs. The last I see, it was, two all. That was 2-2. I know the Heat were up 3-1.
Oh, the Heat.
We're up 3-1, yeah.
Bringing the Heat.
But yeah, that's, I haven't really looked at that, to be honest. I haven't really sort of had a look at the NBA. I've missed a lot of the games.
Okay, so, on TV. Right, done. Next. NFL. In their off season. Gearing up for the regular season, which lasts like 2 days.
Yeah.
Their seasons are really short. It's like September to February. It's ridiculous.
They do like pummel the shit out of each other on plastic pitches.
Yeah, but they're wearing padding, so that's fine.
Still hurts like a motherfucker.
Yeah, rugby. You got the Lions tour happening soon.
In a couple of weeks, yeah.
So they're out in New Zealand, I think, doing something.
I think we're feeling everyone with a lot of useful
information. We're trying to get a lot of it in.
Yeah, golf.
Tiger Woods is quite good again now.
He's hitting balls.
Tiger Woods is actually managing to hit the ball in the hole instead of sticking his dick in the hole.
Yeah.
Holes. what other sports? Scottish football finished. No one cared. No one noticed.
Nope.
Because it's the most boring type of football there is out there. I would rather watch non-league football than watch Scottish football.
Yeah.
Because at least non-league football's got more passion.
Yeah.
Scottish football is the most pointless football in the world. I don't care if any Scottish people out there listening, they agree with me because it is the most pointless league in the world.
Terrible.
Was it three divisions?
Three divisions, each one with about 11 teams in it. Why don't they just make one big division, get rid of them and come down here?
Or just stop and save your money.
Yeah.
Put it towards something else.
But find another sport.
Run a pub or something. It's ridiculous. Sorry. Well, the sports right there. MotoGP.
I haven't seen any MotoGP this season at all. None, they're still riding around on bikes. Yeah, they're still going around on their bikes. The thing is with MotoGP is they put it on like
it's on BBC One.
It is, but you have to press the red button.
Oh dear.
To go on,
that's too much hard work.
If golf's showing or cricket's showing, yeah, I'll just flick through it. I'm like cricket pass, golf pass. Darts. Let's give darts a
look. Yeah, what's going on with darts? Anything people still throwing at the board? Have they changed the rules?
No.
Still have to be fat to play it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Who was it who told me that, was it you?
Probably was.
The dart players.
The reason they're fat is to keep their balance.
Yeah. Bullshit. They just like a beer.
Yeah. What else is going on? F1. Is up and running.
Yeah, they're having a lot of problems there. I know they've got the new tyre brand in, Pirelli. They've been running on Bridgestones and Michelin's.
What would you recommend? Goodyear tyres?
I'd go back to Bridgestone. Billy's Pirelli's are being ripped to pieces.
Billy's an ex-tyre fitter, so he actually has basis of argument there.
Yeah.
Because he can actually say, look, I know my shit.
Yeah.
You want to talk about tyres, we can spend 20 minutes talking about tyres.
But I don't, because I quit that shit. I'm thinking I'm past it. Yeah, well.
I'm gone. I'm out of the loop. I don't know what the new tyres are.
No.
I can't give you a valid opinion.
I just don't really care, to be honest. I still have people come and ask me. They're like, Bill, what tyre pressure do I put? I don't really care, to be honest, mate. Go have a look in your manual. All right, you've got a book. Have a look in the door. When you open the door, it's in there. I could not give a fuck. What do you recommend? I don't care.
Yeah. What about snooker?
Ronnie O'Sullivan.
He won World Championship.
He did.
He was the most ungracious cunt I've ever seen.
He's lost his buzz for it. He don't like it.
Don't play it then. He literally should have gone out there in front of the cameras and said, I don't really like snooker anymore. Don't want to play it. I'm only doing this because I know I'm really good at it and I need to earn some money to pay for my kids' tuition.
That's all it is.
That's all he said. Mm-hmm. And they were like, so you don't actually enjoy it? You're not fucking, you guys fucking hate it. Pretty much in layman's terms, I hate snooker. So don't play it then. You're ungrateful shit.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? You don't deserve it.
I'll take the money back. He's got this attitude about him to start, look, I'm the bollocks, but I don't like it.
He's a prick.
No, I like him. I like him. I don't know. He said some things that sort of pissed people off, especially when he went on tour to Asia. But I think this is where he doesn't really care. He's not playing it to be anyone's hero, you know. I imagine he doesn't want people to look up to him and be seen as an idol because himself, he knows he's who he is and maybe he's not happy with it. So he don't want people following him around saying you're the bollocks. He's had people telling him you're great all his life. It's going to fucking bug the hell out of him. You don't,
if you spend your whole life and people would tell you, you're great, you're great, you're great, you shouldn't be too disheartened about it. You should be, that's nice. I like that. But if someone comes up to you every day of your life and says, you're shit, then think, hang on, I'm a bit bored now. Maybe I shouldn't do snooker because I'm crap.
Yeah.
But when you're good at snooker and people say you're like probably the best snooker player in the world and then you go away and come back because you need the money.
Maybe.
And then you tell everyone, I don't really like snooker anymore. Because what you're doing, I know what you're saying is being honest and you think he's being quite funny and arrogant. But what he's doing is he's pretty much sticking his fingers up to every single spectator out there which is there to watch him win.
He's like, I'm good enough.
He's like, I'm good, but I don't like this sport. I wouldn't have turned up. Then he would have played that last game with no one watching.
Maybe, right? He was forced into playing snooker when he was younger, yeah? But really wanted to be a magician, yeah? And he's got a pack of cards, and he knows all of these tricks, and he'll be like, Mum, look at this card trick. She'll just glance over, she'll go, oh, right, yeah, great, yeah.
Fuck off.
Have you played your snooker yet? He's like,
have you played your snooker yet?
Yeah. We played your snooker yet? He's like, oh no, not yet. She's like, well, get on that table, go and do your practice. He's like, but Mum, I want to play my cards. She's like, no. So his real passion is cards, right?
Magician.
But
stuff.
No, yeah, and he's got all of this talent that he loves with cards. Mm. Yeah. But no one gets to see that because he has to be a snooker player. That comes first. He's got to make money for the family. But really, he just wants to be playing cards.
He does. So.
I think I've just nailed it there.
Well, yeah, Sullivan, that's true.
Yeah, look, I've just argued it for you there, Ronnie, and I think everyone in the world now knows and understands, and everyone will love you.
Still a dickhead, though. So snooker done. I think we just covered the bases of a lot of sports there, other than football.
Yeah.
Which it moves us into football.
Yeah, it does.
It's not soccer.
We never talk about football. Let's talk about football.
But it's so exciting. As in a couple of episodes time, we're not going to have anything to talk about, Bill, because it's finishing. It is finishing.
Good job this isn't, we're not like NFL fans then, isn't it?
Yeah. We just do like an episode for NFL fans.
Yeah.
Be really quick. But the season's over as of, we record this on a Saturday.
Tomorrow.
So as of Sunday, the season ends.
Mm-hmm. It's all done with. We've got the Champions League final next week.
Yeah. We can cover that next episode. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows? If we can be bothered. It's Germans.
But yeah, it's all to play for in the Champions League this year. Three teams fighting for two places. Did you know that if...
No, it's not three teams, two teams.
Yeah, three teams battling for two places.
No, it's two teams battling for two places. What? No, it's two teams battling for one place in the league.
Chelsea already got it.
Chelsea have already got it. Chelsea are going to be third. The only way Chelsea go fourth, this is what I heard.
Chelsea win and Arsenal draw, and then their goal difference is the same.
Yeah, if Chelsea draw 0-0.
And Arsenal win 2-1.
And Arsenal win 2-1.
Yeah.
Then they go to a neutral playoff, which has never happened ever.
Yeah, they'll have to play each other.
But that won't happen.
You don't think?
No, because Tottenham are going to win. And then Arsenal are going to lose.
Is that,
and then Tottenham are going to get fourth.
I'll tell you what.
Arsenal are going to get fifth.
The odds are stacked in your favour at the moment, purely because I think Newcastle away will be harder for Arsenal than Sunderland at home.
Yeah.
Di Canio, right? He's West Ham, isn't he?
Paolo Di Canio.
So, I'm thinking this motherfucker's going to do the whole Premiership a favour, right? And Sunderland are going to get a point at least against Tottenham.
Fuck you, Bill. why you got to do that?
Come on.
Me and you, we're going to London tomorrow. So when it's on, if it happens, I will punch you. I will throw you off the train. I will throw Billy off the train. It'd be like a new movie with Danny DeVito and Billy Crystal.
And Billy Cutmore.
And Billy Cutmore. Billy Bilo.
Yeah.
As you're now known as from certain people.
Oh, no, Billog. I've got other people, someone's calling me Billog now.
Who's calling you Billog?
My mate Sam Wirebro Chunk up the pub.
Another full name that nobody's gonna know about.
Nope, but now you know.
Now you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about this Sam then.
Sam was the one that set up all the quiz and stuff last night.
Wirebro.
That's it.
Carry on.
yeah, Sam's right at the pub. He works at the hospital.
Oh, that's nice.
But he's a really genuine bloke. He's a great laugh.
He's not going to be ungenuine, is he? He actually is a bloke.
He is a bloke, yeah.
He's genuinely a bloke.
Yeah.
Genuine character.
So if you want to pick apart a few other pieces.
But the thing is, I'm probably not even picking the right parts apart.
No, you're not.
It don't even make that difference.
No, you just sort of left, yeah.
So, round up of the season so far. How do you think it's going to end? Who else do you think that Arsenal get?
I think QPR, Reading, and we're going to go down.
But they have.
I'm trying to think.
Do you think that's the right three teams to go down this year?
I need to listen back to when we made our predictions.
I can't remember.
You know, we made them, didn't you?
Did we make predictions?
Who would go down?
When?
Maybe near the beginning of the season.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we've made predictions, so I think it's probably worth having a listen back, and I think I might have got two of them.
Okay, so most people, when they listen to this, if they don't listen straight away, and they listen to it, say Monday, on their way to work, like a lot of people do, they will know what happened. But we're going to say now, I'm going to say Spurs will beat Sunderland and Arsenal will draw with Newcastle, and Spurs will get fourth. That's what I'm saying. That's my prediction. That's what I want to win. That's what I want to happen. That's what I want to go down. I want it to go down. The Spurs winning, Arsenal drawing.
I think it's a possibility that that'll happen, for sure. But it's going to make it so exciting.
When people listen to this now, they probably know what the score is, and they probably know that Spurs won 7-0 and Arsenal won 1-0. And it
I think you're getting
no
a bit too
difference.
Excited there.
Who knows? We've got the dogs. Dogs, piss off. Trying to attack us. Getting on the action. If you can speak, then people will listen to you. What are you doing? Trying to get up here. Look, you can't, he's too fat. Got a fat dog trying to jump. Get off! Right, to Bill.
Ed.
Retirements.
Yeah, Malik Ferguson's just dropped the bombshell, hasn't he?
Yeah, we covered that last.
We spoke about this last time.
Yeah,
didn't we?
Alex Ferguson resigned and retired from football.
Yep.
He's now,
is going in there.
David Moyes.
Yeah.
Like you said.
Yep.
Is going to be there.
Do the job.
But it's not just managers, like they're retiring. Mancini got sacked from Manchester City, which is really silly. I don't think that was a good decision.
He bought them three trophies.
He won the league.
3 years, yeah.
Won the league from last year.
Yep.
And then they sack him a year later because he comes second. Ooh, what a shame.
Well, they didn't lose loads of games. They just drew loads of games.
Well, but they did lose the FA Cup final to Wigan.
Yeah.
Forget about
playing
that.
Playing poorly.
They were awful against Wigan.
But I think that once United started to sort of pull away from them, that's where it come in. If it was the other way round, and City pulled away from United wouldn't just fucking drop their heads and be like, right, it's over, right, they'd carry on, they'd soldier on, and they'll close the gap for sure. That's Man United's sort of mentality. Whereas City, they've never been in that position before, so a team of individuals, great individuals.
Broke down.
Yeah, they did, yeah, for sure. This season, they just dropped in. Poor Champions League go this year.
Yeah, they didn't even get out of groups.
No.
Didn't even get into Europa because of it, did they?
Nope.
Because they didn't come third, they come fourth.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chelsea won Europa League.
It did.
Now they have no manager because Rafa Benitez is leaving after
gone.
The last
Mourinho
game.
Mourinho coming back?
He's going to come back, it's obvious, isn't it? It's the world's worst kept secret.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jose Mourinho.
He got sent off last night.
Did he?
Mourinho, yep. It was the
Copa
del Rey. And
they win.
Atletico against Real Madrid.
Who won?
Went 1-0 Madrid.
They won.
1-1.
Oh. Suspense.
Ronaldo got sent off.
Oh.
Right.
He'd be amazing.
Someone went through the back of him, right? Put him in the air. And as he's come down, right, if you watch it, he kicks a geezer in the face on the way down. His leg's coming down like this. I know the listeners can't see me do it, but I'm showing you, Adam, so you can see it.
Yeah.
As he's coming down, his leg's here. And he fucking flicks it out like that. Caught the geezer right in the face. Ref come over, sent him off.
Was this last night?
Yeah, this was last night.
I saw down Stockway M this morning. He didn't kick, he didn't touch him.
Do you watch it again?
He didn't touch him.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they showed it.
He caught him in the face. And he said the geezer. I know they said it was a dive, but he kicked him in the face.
Alright, okay.
It was too much. He made it too elaborate because he did dive, but he definitely caught him in the face.
So who won?
You didn't see it. It was Atletico won.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Okay. So Atletico Madrid have beat Real Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
Which means Jose Mourinho, is that they're done now? Their season's over?
Yep, they've won nothing.
They've won nothing. So Mourinho's going to Chelsea to win what?
Everything.
Everything. Ronaldo's leaving. Going to go Man United?
Yeah.
Go back Man United? He won't go to Chelsea.
No.
He won't go anywhere else apart from Man United. If he goes back to England, it'll be Man United. He ain't going to go to Barcelona.
No.
He ain't going to go anywhere in Italy. Where can he go?
Spain or Prem. that's it for him, I think. And I think you're right. It'll just be Man United for sure. But would he come back and play for David Moyes?
Of course he would.
Would Van Persie have signed if he knew that Ferguson was leaving?
Ferguson's still going to be a background star. So
I'm thinking he might just have a couple of years off, see what happens. He's got to go have his operation. Shankly or Ramsey, they retired and then come back.
Yeah, no, he won't know. He'll only come back if Man United really, really struggle. But he's going to be in the background enough to tell the board what not to do.
Yeah.
Also, retirements. Players have been retiring.
Yeah, a couple this week.
Go through them, loads of them. Jamie Carragher finally retired from football.
Mm-hmm.
From Liverpool.
He's been playing a little bit this year.
The world's best own goal scorer.
He scored more own goals than he did goals.
Yeah.
For Liverpool.
They did a stats against Spurs versus Liverpool and how many players have scored the most goals for Spurs against Liverpool. And I think the top one was like Teddy Sheringham.
Yeah.
And the second one was Jamie Carragher for own goals. What a statistic that is. That's amazing.
You don't want that. You don't want that.
I think he scored like 5 own goals for us. Ridiculous.
I might have to watch them later tonight.
Maybe
for entertainment value, I'm going to Google Jamie Carragher's own goals. Yeah. Someone's definitely got to have made a compilation, especially this week.
Who else has retired? Paul Scholes?
Paul Scholes.
Little ginger Paul Scholes.
Yeah, he came back for a year, didn't he?
He retired for like 3 months and then come back for about a year and a bit.
Yeah, it was a year and a half. He came back last January, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he retired for a bit and now he's properly retired.
Yeah.
Do you know the reason why he retired from English football? Because he had asthma.
Because he had asthma. I know it was in 2000, wasn't it?
Yeah, he just retired. I can't bother. I've got asthma. I'm ginger. I don't like going to all these hot countries and playing football. It's too much for my ginger skin.
Shave it.
Yeah. Who else retired? Loads of people retired.
Beckham.
Who?
David Beckham.
Who's he?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Move on to the next one.
David Beckham retires from football. Finally.
He's done well. Five different countries. He's won 4 leagues.
Yeah.
The only one he didn't. Yeah, AC Milan.
But he was only with AC Milan for a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
I mean, I was saying that, he was only with PSG for a short amount of time and still won a league with them.
Yeah, still got a medal out of it.
Yeah.
When did he go there? January, maybe? February?
Yeah.
Was in the American Soccer League.
So he's played everywhere and won leagues everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Won something with him. The guy's a legend.
Yeah, he is.
If you're not a football fan, everyone will love David Beckham regardless. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, right, the difference is someone like John Terry, like Beckham had his personal shit all out in the newspapers years and years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, and then he understood that, he's out in the public eye and he needs to be seen in a good light. So he turned it round and he's, everyone adores him. He's an idol, yeah? John Terry, he's still a cunt. Everyone sees him
celebrating. He's just celebrating where he shouldn't be. Have you seen the memes of John Terry, just appearing in, just photoshopped in scenes?
They throwed him in places.
Like Will and Kate's wedding. When they're on the balcony, John Terry standing behind them.
He went into the change room, put the kit on, put shin pads on, football boots.
Why shin pads? Just put their kit on. Put the shirt on. Do you know what? Put the shirt on and the shorts on. That'll do.
That was the plan.
No one will care.
He was just going to put a scarf on. He's like, you know what? I've got time. I can just quickly chuck a t-shirt. Oh, fuck it. Well, I've got my shirt off.
But we're sitting there laughing. But if it was you and you were John Terry, and say you weren't a cunt, right? But you were John Terry and you'd been playing with your football team for that amount of time. You'd got them to the final twice. But couldn't play through a injury or suspension, you would want to come out. Because when they look, well, we'll laugh about this, but when they look back on pictures, they don't want to see someone in a suit with just a trophy. They want to see someone in the shirt, in the kit. Because people look back on it in 10 years' time, they would just see that. If he's in his suit, they'd be like, why is he wearing a suit?
He didn't play.
See the kit, man.
But...
Does that mean?
Nah. Unless he was told to, but still...
But
if it was anyone else,
he played in every game before that. He got him there. I know we're giving him a hard time because he's a dickhead. If it was David Beckham doing that, we would be giving him a hard time. We'd be like, fucking right and all.
But it's because it's him. Right, so I like the fact that we're saying
he's a bit of a tit.
But he can't.
And someone else retired? Phil Neville.
Phil Neville?
He retired. See, no one knows because everyone's retiring.
Yeah.
All these players. Oh, Michael Owen retired. We covered that ages ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it really got to me that all our generation that we grew up with in our teens, the key players generation of football, England, all retiring. Mm-hmm. Not saying Phil Neville was like a teacher, but he was part of that gang.
Yeah.
Part of like the 98 World Cup team where Beckham come through, Scholes. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? All them players.
He was
players.
A great pair, Everton. Mm. He sort of got faded out there. He did get faded out, maybe.
But all these players retiring, so now we've got to then look, now we can start looking at the future more. Stop moaning about it.
Mm-hmm. The youngsters, we owe Ferdinand. Ferdinand,
he's retired from international football.
Fuck him. I tell you what, and that was a good choice by him because I wouldn't go and play for Roy Hodgson.
No?
No, not after he. It was too obvious like, his decision not to take.
He doesn't want him.
Not to pick
Ferdinand. He only picked him because he was told he had to. Roy Hodgson doesn't want to be a Ferdinand team. And he's his right. He doesn't need him.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got other players.
The reason he didn't put him in there in the first place, I think at the back is where he got to have experience.
But we have, though. You've got enough experience in Julian Lescott. I think Gary Cahill.
Not at the international level.
But if you don't let him play, then how are you going to get experience? It annoys me.
Playing with other people, having the experienced players in the squad, even if they're not on the pitch.
Ashley Cole's there. He's experienced.
Yeah, but Cahill, he will be great. Phil Jones, I'm excited about Phil Jones. He's going to be a fucking awesome player.
He's excited about Phil.
Oh, mate, I'm going to stop rubbing myself.
Not
that excited.
Feel yourself over Phil.
He's a great player. But yeah, Tim Cahill, I don't think he's really... He's good. And
Frank Lampard.
Frank Lampard's just signed a new contract.
And he's also the top goal scorer in Chelsea's history.
Yeah, he's got
202 goals.
204, I think it is.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Is any for
a lot of them are penalties, but... Fuck it, he scored them. He scored them.
He's signed a one-year contract with him.
Did you watch the Europa Cup final?
No.
Did you see him? You should have seen him hit the crossbar with about 3 minutes to go. I think it was 87th minute. And he fucking banged it from about 22 yards. And it hit. Like the corner. The corner of the fucking...
Burst the ball.
The post and the crossbar. Bang, rattled it square on.
Alright.
It was unlucky. Very unlucky. But I think that's one of the things that it sort of teases about, Mourinho coming back is Lampard's now signed a new contract. Mourinho, if he's going back to Chelsea, he would have said, look, that is one thing that I want is Lampard.
So and he's going to make his last season in for Chelsea because he's only been one more season and he'll make it special.
Yeah. He'll still get another 20 goals next year as well.
So if you listen to this after the season's over, which you probably are, how did you find it? Let us know.
Yeah.
Did your team do well? Did the teams that you want win stuff? Did Tottenham do alright? Let us know. Do you care? Do you want us to go back and talk about snooker? Or baseball? Or darts? Because we can. We did it before. But, before we go then, Bill, anything you've been up to? Because I know everyone likes the stories of your life. You're an interesting man.
Well, we had the football presentation last night.
Billy had his own football presentation for the end of his own season.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause people forget Billy plays football.
I try to.
I'm an armchair supporter.
Yeah, yeah.
Billy is an actual supporter of football. I sit and watch games, that's all I do.
Yeah.
But Billy actually goes out and plays football.
Yeah, just a little kickabout. We had the presentation last night. Yeah, end of season thing. So they've done quite well this year, put a quiz on. You know, questions like surrounding the football team, Chelmer Wanderers, and then there was a looky likey as well. So there was about 15 looky likey.
What did you look like? Who did they put against you?
Have a guess who mine was.
The Pepper Army Man.
No, fucking prick.
You cunt! Have you never heard that one before?
No.
I've been best mates with you for over 20 years and you've never heard that one.
No, what did you say? Under your breath? Is that what you said? I say it all the time.
That's how I've referred to you.
Yeah, everyone knows
like,
you're
Billy Pepper Army. Pepper Army Billy.
Yeah. No, it was the screen mask.
That's even worse.
And not just the normal screen mask, it was the stoned one with his tongue sticking out.
And the one from Scary Movie.
Yeah, that one. the thing is,
did you get it straight away?
Yeah, of course. I waited for it. I knew I was going to be on there. Who was on there? Mark Atkinson was Brad Friedel. They put a geezer. There's a picture of a bloke shagging a bloke up the arse. And, you had to guess who that was. And we got that one right. Put down someone's name and it was the right person.
By the way, you're not saying their name in that one.
No. And then there was a Tucker trial as well, which was...
Bush Tucker trial, like an armored celebrity, we have to eat random food.
Yeah, yeah. And what it is, there was five captains, and then we got our teams. I was a team captain, And when it comes to this one, we had to nominate someone from the team to do this eating challenge. And Safe, like, no one wanted to do it. And then my mate Safe, he come up to me, and he's fucking hench, right? He works out. He's got fucking, he's all muscle. He's all fucking muscle, right? He's
well,
fucking,
like a rock.
Yeah, yeah. He's fucking hench. And he's come over to me. He's like, "Oh, Bill." He's like, "Fuck that, Bill." He said, "Don't make me do it." He said, "I don't make me do it. I don't want to do it, Bill. I don't want to do it. I only bought this jumper today, Bill." He said, "I don't want to fucking. I'll be sick, mate. I'll be sick." I was like, "All right, it's safe. Like, don't worry, you don't do it." I was like,
"You're safe.
Yeah, you're safe, mate. You're safe." I said, "I'll do it." I said, "Lads, I said I'll take one for the team. I'm going to try this shit." So they brought out a plate, and they were cocktail sticks with big like chocolate bits on the end. But what was inside the chocolate? All okay. Right. Now I picked it up, and as I brought it to my mouth, I smelt what it fucking is, man.
Poo.
Anchovies coated in chocolate. Put it in my mouth. Oh, I took one fucking, I chewed on it, about three chews, swallowed it down. You know when you proper gag and it comes, your whole fucking neck just,
that's disgusting.
So then, stop, right, next one. Oh, next one come out. Yep, stuck in my mouth. It was a silver skin pickled onion covered in chocolate. There was all things covered in chocolate, so we put that down. And then the last one was a piece of garlic.
Covered in chocolate,
but it hadn't been cooked, so this was a fresh piece of garlic. Oh. I took one bite, crunched it, and I looked up at fucking Sam and Jim, and I thought, "You fucking bastards." So what? I struggle talking to girls anyway.
What was the benefit of this whole thing anyway?
Nothing. After that, they said, name what they were. So, and I just fucking shouted them all out, boom, 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 that's what they are. Didn't get no points for it.
Bastards.
And then they said to us, I was like, yeah, there's no points for this challenge. So what's the, no points? It's no point. There's no point. So there was no point. Just ate some fucking garlic and anchovies. My fingers stunk. I was talking to my mates and I was like, "Boo, you stink of garlic, mate." It's like, yeah.
You still smell a little bit now.
I could. I went to bed. I took something to bed with me last night.
What?
Cheeseburger and chips.
Yeah, boy.
I walked home.
What did it taste like?
It was cold. It
tastes like anchovies.
I was lying down.
Anchovies and garlic.
Oh, I was lying down in bed. That didn't sit on my stomach too well last night. But there, yeah, went and cut some shapes as well, actually. Went and threw some random ones. Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
A few whiskers.
So there you go.
That's what we done.
That's what B's been up to.
Someone got their cock out as well. Actually, and he done it under Christmas do. And this person only signed for us in the summer, right? And after the second game, I said to my manager, I was talking to him, I said,
"He's gonna get his cock out."
No, I hope he gets his cock out. I said to my manager, I said, "I ain't gonna drop his name because
no one cares."
Talk about getting his cock out.
No one cares what his name is.
I said to my manager, after two games, I said, "That's my player of the season. He gets my vote already." Right.
He was great.
He was fucking, he is. And he got it. And I voted for him. And he got the player's player this year. And he deserves it. He done fucking really well. But at the Christmas do, we'd only really seen him on a Sunday playing football. He's pretty quiet. But I think that's only because he doesn't really know everyone.
He's a serial killer.
Yeah, probably. At Christmas, I got so drunk. Woke up the next day, didn't remember anything. Apparently I'd been walking around with him all night in all these different bars. And we've gone to the football match the next day, feeling fucking rough, and someone said, "Colin got his cock out in O'Connor's last night."
Norman got his cock out
in O'Connor's last night. And as soon as they said that, I twigged. I was like, "He got his cock out in the fucking Lloyds as well." And I've been teasing him about it since Christmas, right? I've been like, "Norman, you got your cock out recently, right?" And he laughs it off and stuff like that. So then last night, we're standing in by Rista. It's one of these posh bars in town.
Trendy bar.
So we're standing in there. I've heard someone say my name, tap me on the shoulder, turn around. Colin's got his trousers and his boxers. Norman's got his trousers and his boxers around his knees. fucking doing like a windmill with his cock.
Meat spin.
Yeah, in the middle of the bar. Just shook it all over the place and then quickly pulls his trousers up and then carries on drinking as if nothing has happened.
So, that's what you'd spend last night.
Laughing at people's cocks.
Norman was getting his penis out.
Yeah. Got his penis out. Shit, I can't believe I just dropped his name about 7 times.
I don't think anyone cares. They know there's a lot of Normans out there.
Yeah.
So there you go, that's been
there. There's not a lot of Normans out there.
That's
getting them out there.
There's a lot of people getting their cocks out.
Mm.
That's been It's Not Soccer episode 20.
20.
Bill, right, that's it now. You need to come back for episode 21.
Okay.
It's one to come out a little bit late anyway.
You're putting too much pressure on me now.
I know. Maybe I need to. So you don't forget. So you don't just like blow me out and say, yeah, I can't be cocked out. Or anything like that. But, yeah. But look out, we've got special episodes coming out because we are going to London.
Yes.
To watch a movie called White Collar Hooligan 2.
Deuce.
Rita Ramnani and, Paul Tanter's movie.
Nick Nevern in there.
Nick
too.
Nevern, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good film. Simon Phillips. We went and saw, well, we've seen the first one.
Yeah.
And, second one's coming out and it's out on DVD Monday. Mm-hmm. So if you listen to this now, go to Amazon and get it.
Looking forward to this.
And, yeah, listen to a special episode. I will probably put it out as an Oddcast.
Yeah.
Podcast. Special. So go to the Oddcast
podcast. So that people actually listen to it.
I think it just makes more sense.
Yeah.
That does. Yeah, put it out as that one. So if you want to listen to that, you can get it. It'll be a special episode. And, yeah. The links will be up there. You can go to the notlisteningcollective.blogspot.co.uk. That's where you can find all the links, as well as the parkerpodcast.webs.com. Not the Barker Podcast, it's parkerpodcast.webs.com.
Yeah, not the...
Facebook, Twitter, we're everywhere, Tumblr. You know where we are.
Everywhere.
That's where you found us. That's where you listen to us.
Mm-hmm. Like God.
Yeah, so everywhere. Look forward to that. And look forward to more episodes. I'm a bit worried now because we literally have one more episode that we can talk about football. One or two. And then we're going to have to start thinking of other stuff to talk about.
We'll find some stuff.
We will find some stuff.
Mm-hmm. We'll find some stuff. And it'll be... You know, it could even be that great that when football does start again, you won't even know because we'll be somewhere else.
Doubt it. Okay, so I've been Adam. Follow me at Barker Podcast.
I'm Billy at Barlow66. You don't have to follow me. I'm not going to beg.
Billy, do your Ali Dio impression to sign the show off.
I am too drunk.
Hi, I'm Tommy Gunn.
I'm Chubby McCarlson.
And we're getting a character.
Yes.
We're a podcast.
We are.
We're on the Pod Gods Network.
We're on that too.
PodGodsNetwork.com.
That's a website, yep.
Yeah, where can you follow us on Twitter, Chubby?
At GIC Podcast.
Yeah, where can you follow you on Twitter?
At Chubby McCarlson.
Where can they follow me on Twitter?
At Thomas Gunn.
Wow, this is amazing.
At Murder Party 1.
That's our band. We're in a band also.
That's just another way to get a hold of us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're not trying to, like, get Twitter popular or nothing.
Not at all.
But you know what? You can also go to our blog at gicpodcast.blogspot.com, subscribe to us on iTunes, and you can follow us on Stitcher, your mobile app.
So really, all I have to do is type in some shit
and fucking find us.
Why would I ever want to do that?
Because we're fucking hilarious.
We say funny things.
We swear a lot.
And we swear a lot.
We're not safe for your work.
We're also into stuff.
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 Lots of stuff.
Lots of good stuff.
If you like stuff like we like stuff.
We all like stuff.
And maybe you should listen to Get Into Character.
And maybe you should get into character yourself.
Yeah, by, you know... Getting into some stuff.
Getting into stuff and character.
Yeah, stuff and character. That sounded like a sex move.
Also, the Pod Gods Network.
.com.
Having sex in the butt.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Adam and Billy on the It's Not Soccer podcast. If you liked what you just heard, why not visit www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com for more fantastic podcasts in the Barker Podcast Collection. Boom! Trust me, Adam has created some amazing shows. You don't know what you're missing. I'm sorry. I can't keep that up. Go to the website. It's cute. Have a nice day.